has blessed us abundantly.
借着王弟兄的见证，叫我们在主面前能够清醒。
And through Brother Wang, his testimony has given us a clarity in the presence of God.
我昨天上午已经提过一点。
Yesterday morning, I already spoken about something.
我们必须要抓住机会，向着大的传福音。
We should use the opportunities, all opportunities, to spread the gospel to mainland China.
不知道这个机会的时间还有多少。
We don't know how much time there is still left.
我愿意跟弟兄姊妹再提一个的见证。
I'd like to share again another testimony.
我个人已经帮助两个青年人到美国读书了。
I've already personally sponsored two young people to come to America to study.
我还是愿意尽我可能的再帮助别的人到美国来。
I still would like to do my best in order to help other young people to come.
当然要花很多的心血，有很多的金钱。
Of course, it needs a lot of money and a lot of effort.
但是我觉得这是我们理所当然的。
But I think this is all that we can do.
我也实实在在盼望王弟兄的见证能在我们身上有实际的果效。
And I trust that Brother Wang's testimony will really have its effect in our lives.
不是我们仅仅一时之间的感动。
Not just an emotional experience of this moment.
但愿神恩待我们。
May the Lord have blessing on us.
我们还必须要继续的来看我们这一次。
Let's look at our theme once more.
我们乃是来看到基督徒生活的见证。
We want to see the Christian testimony of the witness of their lives.
在昨天的上午，我们停了一次。
Yesterday morning, we stopped for one session.
所以我就不知道到底如何能够还有今天晚上和明天上午的时间中，把我里头的负担和弟兄姊妹能够讲完。
I'd like to try to finish my burdens for tonight and tomorrow.
Maxwell 弟兄说，今天上午说他是这个东方的 culture shock.
Brother Maxwell this morning talked about the Oriental culture shock.
我正是想说这是 Chinese culture shock.
I think it's a Chinese culture shock.
这不是印度的culture shock.
It's not an Indian one.
我很羡慕印度的 Baksin 弟兄讲的。
I really admire what the Indian brother Baksin he said.
他们在整个教会中间没有钟的。
And in their whole meeting, there is no clock.
聚会的时候，大家把表都拿下来。
During meetings, they take off their watches.
他的理由是说，神是我们的主，我们不要受时间上的限制。
God is our God, and we should not be confined by time.
不过你们放心，今天晚上我顶多讲一个小时。
But relax, I'll try to keep within an hour.
但是我需要讲第五使徒行传第五章、第六章、第七章。
I'll try to finish Acts chapter 5, 6, and 7.
我盼望明天上午跳过去就讲十二章。
And then we'll jump over to chapter 12 tomorrow morning.
我们只能够把重点上的事和弟兄姊妹们一同的分享。
We'll just talk about the main points and share with you.
细节上的事，我相信弟兄姊妹自己去读，神会直接跟大家讲话。
If you could read the details yourselves, God will speak to you personally.
我已经提过，使徒行的第一章已经告诉我们，这是从耶路撒冷犹太圈地直到地界做主的见证。
In Acts chapter 1, it talks about from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the ends of the world.
我们一直到了第七章，他们还是在耶路撒冷。
And in Acts chapter 7, they are still in Jerusalem.
到第八章开始了，然后在犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
And then in chapter 8 of Acts, they are now in Judea and Samaria.
到十三章开始了之后，然后是直到地界。
And then in chapter 13, it is to the ends of the world.
所以整个使徒行传里头的记载是已经都包括在第一章的话语里面。
And so the entire record of the Acts is included in chapter 1.
不光整个使徒行传的行动乃是主当初第一章所讲的。
Not only are the activities described in chapter 1,
它的内容更是主所讲的为主来做见证。
And the contents are to witness, be a witness for the Lord.
但是它做见证的方式有它的不同。
But the style of their witnessing was different.
第二章到第四章的时候，
from chapter 2 to 4,
乃是神有一些环境上的准备。
There were situations in which God had prepared.
然后把主耶稣身上的特点，借着他们的教训的话，说明了出来。
And the Christ's characteristic through their words were expressed.
第二章的里头，他说出来主耶稣从死里头复活。
In chapter 2, it talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
神已经立他为主为基督了。
And Jesus was established as the Lord.
第三章里头给我们看见这一位耶稣乃是神的仆人。
And in chapter 3, it tells us that he is God's servant.
他在工作的时候要复兴万事。
And in his work, he wants to revive and restore all things.
第四章里头给我们看见这一位的主耶稣在做工的时候。
And in chapter 4, it tells us of the Lord as he is working.
当他还在时间的里面，万事还没有复兴之前。
And as in time, before everything is completely restored.
他的工作乃是集中在建造他的教会。
His work is concentrated on building up his church.
我们这种的读法都是从他们的话语中间能够找到重点的。
And so as we read this, we can find out the main points.
从第五章开始的时候，我们就没有办法在话语上再找到重点了。
And then in chapter 5, beginning chapter 5, it is not possible to pick up these main points.
在第五章的之后，他也有一些的话语。
And there are certain things in chapter 5.
但是好像这些所提出的话语是头几章都已经讲过的。
But there are certain things which are already spoken of in the earlier chapters.
所以我们发现他们在神面前所做的见证。
And so when we talk about the witnesses that they have before God,
那是从神带领他们的作为上显明出来。
And we can see how God has guided them in their particular actions.
我在啰嗦说，前头是借着神借着他们这些人所说出的话。见证出来的。
If I just repeat, in the first few chapters, God uses their words in order to express.
第五章到的第十二章。
And from chapter 5 to chapter 12,
那是借着神在他们中间的工作而把耶稣基督显明了出来。
And now God now uses their actions, their work in order to express Jesus Christ.
到了十三章了以后。
And from chapter 13 onwards,
见证的方式又改变了。
And now change the style of the witnessing.
乃是在这几个见证人身上的生活而把它表现出来。
It is in the lives now of the witnesses themselves to express this.
要到使徒行传最难的是十三章以后的。
And the most difficult part of Acts is after chapter 13.
好像非常的零碎。
It seems like it's bits and pieces.
不大容易在真理的根基上找到一个系统。
It is difficult to find the trend of the truth in it.
但是我们必须要来注意它。
But we need to be observant.
在这几个神所用的人身上，他们的生活行动就把主耶稣基督表现出来了。
And we see these people and we see their lives and how they express this.
那么从第五章到第五章到第十二章。
And then in chapter 5 to 12,
这是我们这两次里都所要提的。
This is what we would like to talk about tonight and tomorrow.
乃是给我们看见神在他们中间所有的作为。
This is what God is working in there, the works that they have done for the Lord.
这一些的作为把主耶稣基督见证出来。
And in their works, they show the Lord Jesus.
我们看到第五章、第六章、第七章。
In 5, 6, and 7,
都是讲到哪一个时候这一班的门徒所遭遇的事。
It talks about what the apostles and what they have experienced.
也更好是说到哪一个时候所初期形成的教会中间所发生的事。
This is the early part of the church and what they have experienced.
内容上还是在第四章所讲的，他是来建造他的教会的。
And the content is still on chapter 4, the building up of the church.
这是他如何来建造他的教会。
This is now how to build up the church.
他是借着教会各种不同的遭遇来建造起来的。
So the different things that happened to the church, how the church was built up.
这一种教会所有的遭遇。
And all these things that happened to the church.
都是受到了外面的逼迫和为难。
These were external persecution and problems.
我们为了时间缘故，圣经就不读了。
And for the sake of time, we will not read specifically.
第五章这里都记载的两件事。
In chapter 5, there are two things that have occurred.
乃是记载到在教会中间有亚纳尼亚和撒菲拉两个人把田地卖了奉献的事情发生。
This is Ananias and Sapphira who sold a piece of property.
第二件事乃是讲到这一帮的宗教的领袖又把使徒们抓去了，严严的鞭打他们。
And the second thing that happened was that the religious leaders, they caught a hold of the apostles and then they beat them.
到第六章的时候，
and then in chapter 6,
我们又发现是教会内部的事情发生。
This now talks about the internal affairs of the church.
到第七章的时候，
and then in chapter 7,
又是外面的难处临到他们的身上。
External problems now come upon them.
所以你可以来看说这是撒旦对教会所有的破坏。
And now we see that it is Satan's work trying to destroy the church.
现在里面破坏。
and trying to destroy from within.
里面不能破坏的时候，外面破坏。
If it cannot be destroyed from within, then destroying it from the outside.
外面破坏不能的时候，里面换一个方式来破坏。
And then by not being able to destroy it from the outside, trying to destroy it from within in another way.
里头不能破坏的中，外面再来厉害一个破坏。
And then again it fails, and then there's another external trying to destroy.
你真会看见一台戏摆在我们面前一样的。
This seems like an actor placed before us.
我上午已经讲过了。
And I talked about it this morning.
看这些的历史的记载，必须要看这幅图画说明出的意义到底是什么。
This historical account, we have to look at it and see what it is trying to describe.
我们先来看到第五章头上一件的事。
And then we turn to chapter 5 and the first thing that happened.
乃是那一个时候的耶路撒冷的圣徒们受到圣灵的带领。
And that is the people in Jerusalem, the apostles were led by the Spirit.
变卖了田地产业。
They sold their property and their farms.
把他们所卖的价银放在使徒们的脚前，房屋共用。
And they laid it at the apostles' feet and to give it for the common use.
我们的已经提过了。
And we've already talked about this.
使徒行传只给我们看见榜样，在书信里头从来没有给我们这样的教训。
This is only an example, and it is not described as a teaching in the epistles.
是，这是给我们看见，这并不是神命令我们历史类的基督徒必须要这样的做法的。
This is not God's commandment to all the Christians of all the ages to do this.
在我们中国人历史的里面。
In the Chinese history,
40年前在北方有灵恩运动的时候
，In 40 years ago, there was a spiritual awakening period.
Pentecostal
movement.
在那里有一帮的人非常的蒙恩。
There was a time when many people were very much blessed.
他们就组织了叫耶稣家庭。
They had the Jesus family.
这一个的耶稣家庭在中国的北方把福音传得非常的广泛。
And they were spreading the gospel very much in the northern part of China.
耶稣家庭就实行使徒行第二章的制度。
And the family of Jesus, they were using this particular system.
所有蒙恩的人都变卖田地及产业放在一起房屋共用的。
And all who were saved were giving up what they had and And putting it for communal use.
连共产党得到整个中国大陆的时候
，When the communists took over entire China,
公开宣布要向着耶稣家庭学习。
They officially announced that they were going to follow after the Jesus family.
啊，基的共产党所实行的人民人民公社，在耶稣家庭早就有了。
The communists and the communes, this has already been done before by this the Jesus family.
但是等到以后来逼迫的时候。
But when persecution came,
耶稣家庭的老大哥是被枪毙的。
The senior person of the family of Jesus, he was executed.
你知道，在耶稣家庭中，大哥、二哥、三哥，一个一个是各排下来的。
In their family, they called each one, number two, brother, etc.
但是我们如果安静下来来看的话
，But if we think about this seriously,
我们很佩服他们的爱主。
We really admire the way in which they love the Lord.
但是我们还要说很可惜的，他们的确是爱主的，但是他们所做的过于神所要求的。
But it is unfortunate what they did was more than what God demanded.
在第五章里头就给我们发现难处发生了。
And then in chapter 5 we see that there were certain problems that occurred.
当有许多人把田产家业卖掉，把家银放在使徒脚前的时候。
After many people sold what they had and placed it in front of the apostles,
这一对亚纳尼亚和撒菲拉的夫妇也把田产卖掉了，把家银放在使徒的脚前。
And this couple, Ananias and Sapphira, they also sold their property and placed it in the foot of the feet of the apostles.
但是圣灵没有在他里头做了这么深的工作。
But the Spirit had not worked in them a full work.
所以他们把家银私下留下一部分。
But they secretly they kept behind a portion of this.
把其他的就放在使徒的脚前。
And they left the rest in the hands of the apostles.
像我们今天看了已经很多很好喽。
And from the viewpoint of the nowadays, looking at it, this seems like it was very good already.
我愿意很坦诚地说。
And I'd like to say very frankly.
恐怕我们没有一个人像他这样吧。
And no one would be like them.
今天基督徒有十一奉献已经很了不起了。
If the Christians nowadays tithe, it is already very good.
它是超过十一奉献的。
This is already exceeding the tithe.
这是很叫我们惊讶。
And this is already very surprising to us.
到这样拿到使徒脚前的时候
，As they place this in front of the
apostles, 彼得怎么说呢
？What did Peter say?
亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵呢？
And Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit?
你为什么把田地的价银私下留下几分呢
？And why is it that you keep back some of the price of the land?
讲过这个话了之后，亚拿尼亚扑倒就死了。
And after he said that, then Ananias he fell down and he died.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你看过了之后心里都怎么感觉
I don't know how brothers and sisters you react when you read this.
如果这样的话，我们都死光了。
If it's like this, we've all died away.
我们都比不上亚拿尼亚。
We all cannot be compared with Ananias.
那我们问说，为什么这样？
And so we say, well, why did this
happen? 你仔细去读彼得所说的话。
If we read Peter and what
he said, 田地没有麦，不是你自己的吗？
And we, it is not, when Peter said, when this, property was not sold, was it not still your
own? 教会没有一个定规要你把田地都卖掉。
There's no regulation in the church that you have to sell your
田地没有卖，不是你自己的吗？
If it was not sold, was it not your own?
既卖了，家营不是你做主的吗？
And even after you sold it, was it under your control?
彼得没有做主。
Peter did not say,
神没有做主。
God did not demand.
神没有说要把所有的财卖的家营都交在使徒的脚前。
And God did not say that they had to sell everything and place everything in front of the apostles.
我们必须要知道的。
We need to know.
或者我这样的讲。
Maybe I should say it another way.
说到资本主义，说到社会主义。
We talk about socialism and capitalism.
当然我对政治没有兴趣。
I really don't have much interest in politics per se.
不过我没有兴趣，我要了解一点。
But I still need to know about it.
所以我常常到查经班，有人跟我来谈这些事情的时候。
And when I go to the Bible study groups and they talk about these.
我说我不左倾，我不右倾，我上倾。
I'm not left leaning or right leaning, but upward leaning.
但是如果你叫我能够很客观地来讲。
But if I want to talk about it objectively.
在圣经的观念的里面。
In the viewpoint of the Bible,
是靠近社会主义，不是靠近资本主义。
It is actually closer to socialism than to capitalism.
但是它却有一个很大的分别。
And yet there is a major difference.
没有一个强迫的制度。
There is no compulsory system.
这是爱心上自然的表现。
This is a natural expression of love.
所以这一个爱心的表现。
The natural expression of love.
乃是根据神在人身上恩典的度量。
This depends on the degree of the grace that God has given to people.
神没有要求他恩典所没有给我们的。
God does not demand what his grace has not given.
这田地没有卖，是他自己做主的。
If the land was not sold, then indeed they had the control of it.
卖了之后，家营也是他自己做主的。
Even after it was sold, the money was still under their control.
他可以不必把全部奉献。
They did not have to give all.
那么为什么如果这样的话，亚拿尼亚还要跑到死了呢？
And then why is it that Ananias had to die?
毛病乃是亚拿尼亚留下一部分，却讲说是全部的。
The problem was Ananias left behind some of it, and yet he lied and said that.
但是我们要来查考他为啥有什么动机要讲是全部的呢？
And so then, what is the motivation for this?
我们很明显能够知道。
Very clearly, we know.
当初有一些人把家营全部奉献了之后，
there are people who have given all that they had.
受到人的尊重。
They were respected.
亚拿尼亚没有这么大的恩典。
And Ananias did not have all that grace.
但是却要盼望受到别人的尊重。
But he wanted to be respected by other people.
所以他说这是他全部的家业。
And so he said, this is all that I have.
那么如果这样的话，也没有什么太了不起嘛。
And even in this way, we feel that, well, it isn't that great.
这个彼得火气这么大做什么呢？
Why is Peter so angry?
但你如果读的话，你会看见不是彼得。
And yet we know that it isn't Peter.
彼得没有说你扑倒死吧。
Peter did not say die.
彼得没有讲这句话。
Peter did not say that.
彼得说你心中为什么起这个意念呢？
And Peter only said, why did you have this kind of a thought?
你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神了。
You have not lied to men, but you've lied to God.
这个话一讲过，亚拿尼就扑倒断了气了。
And after he said that, then Ananias fell down and died.
亚拿尼的扑倒是神叫他扑倒，不是彼得叫他扑倒的。
His falling down was because of God and not because of Peter.
那么为什么缘故神你做了这么严厉的事？
And why is it then that God did something that severe?
在这里本身给我们看见了。
Here we see something.
两件大的重要的事在里面。
There are two major things here.
头一件的事亚亚拿尼亚做这一件事。
First thing, Ananias, when he did,
他乃是欺哄圣灵。
He is lying to the Holy Spirit.
他以为圣灵也能够瞒得住的。
He thought that he could even hide from the Holy Spirit.
他以为他的方法能够胜过圣灵的感觉。
And he felt that he could even overcome the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
他是向着神的权柄来挑战。
He was actually challenging the power of God.
第四章告诉我们说，这一位的主耶稣来建造他的教会。
We see that in the previous chapter that God, Jesus Christ, was establishing the church.
彼得不是教会的主。
Peter is not the Lord.
彼得没有资格来管理教会。
Peter could not control the church.
是基 督来管理教会。
It is Christ who is controlling the church.
是基督来建造这个的教会。
It is Christ who is building up the church.
他在那里得罪了所看得见的教会，乃是得罪了那个背后看不见的基督。
And letting down the church that is visible, and that of course is letting down the church that is invisible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我早晨跟你们讲了。
Brothers and sisters, I told you this morning.
到1965年的时候，我里头蒙到这一个的光照。
In 1965, I was illuminated myself.
我1956年的时候，我里头蒙到这个光照。1956。
In 1956, rather, I was illuminated.
我看见神永远的旨意。
I could see the eternal will of God.
集中在耶稣基督的身上。
Was concentrated on Jesus Christ.
过了两年了之后。
And then 2 years later.
就再在里头给我多看见一点。
And then I could see a little bit more.
看见这一位的升上高天的耶稣基督。
And then we see that this Jesus Christ, who is ascended into high.
是已经把他自己扩大出来，成为一个教会。
Is already expanded into a church.
今天的耶稣基督不是仅仅坐在高天之上的。
And this Jesus Christ is not just sitting up there.
在高天之上是作为耶稣基督的头。
And up there, Jesus Christ is the head.
这一位复活的耶稣基督的身体乃是在地上表现出来的。
But his body is being manifested in this land.
有一句中国的话非常的好。
There's a Chinese expression.
乃是个顶天立地的一个大的人。
And from heaven to earth, it is a great man.
头在天上。
The head is in heaven.
身体在这个地上。
The body is on this land.
基督和教会连在一起，才是那位复活升天的基督。
Christ and his body, his church is connected as one, and this is really the.
在那一个时候，我才感觉得到。
And at this, at that point,
我如果得罪教会，就是得罪基督。
If I have offended the church, then I have offended Christ.
我从前不敢得罪基督。
In the past, I could not offend. I did not dare to offend Christ.
当然，虽然是不敢得罪，还常常得罪的哈。
Even though I did not dare to do so, I would often still do it.
但在我的良心中，我不敢得罪的。
But in my conscience, I would not dare to do.
但我得罪的时候，我良心很不平安。
And if I did do so, then my conscience was not very peaceful.
但我得罪教会，良心不没有不平安的。
But if I had offended the church, my conscience did not accuse.
伤了弟兄姊妹，我不大在乎的。
And if I had offended the brothers and sisters, I didn't seem to bother me.
到那个时候我就发现。
But at that time, I began to realize.
我伤了一位弟兄。
If I had offended one brother.
我伤了一位姊妹。
Or one sister.
就是伤到基督的身上。
And then I would have offended the Lord Jesus.
如果我打郑弟兄。
If I hit my brother.
郑弟兄说你为什么打我？
And then the brother says, how come you hit me?
我说我没有打你，我打你手背。
And I said, oh, I just hit your hand.
对吧？我只打他手背，我也没有打他。
I said, I only hit your hand, I didn't hit you.
我打的是手背，他说是打他。
If I hit his hand, he would say that I hit him.
到那一个时候，我不敢伤害到任何一位小弟兄和小姊妹。
And so at that point, I did not dare to offend, to hurt his small brother or sister.
因为再小的弟兄，再小的姊妹，是基督身上的一个肢体。
No matter how small a brother or a sister, he is a part of the body of Christ.
我为什么不敢伤害他？
Why is it that I do not dare to?
因为基督是他的主。
Because Jesus Christ is his Lord.
我伤害到了教会了。
Because I've already hurt the church.
那一天，亚拿尼亚、撒非拉把银钱私下留下几分。
And Ananias and Sapphira that day they left behind a certain portion.
他想彼得绝不会。
They thought that Peter would not know.
只有他们夫妇两个人知道。
Only the two of them would know.
但是哪里知道彼得所代表不是彼得。
And yet Peter was not just representing Peter.
彼得不过是基督身体上的一个肢体。
And Peter was only a part of the body of Christ.
他不是向着彼得挑战。
He was not challenging Peter.
他乃是向着基督挑战。
But he was challenging Christ.
神绝不许可让这样的事情产生在教会的里面。
And Jesus Christ could not permit this thing to happen in the church.
第二件的事情。
And then the second thing that happened.
彼得怎么说？
What did Peter say?
亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心？
He said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart?
哎呀，我说个彼得这样定人罪太厉害了。
I think, well, but Peter really has condemned the person
very
severely.
他还蛮爱主的嘞。
He really loved the Lord.
怎么撒旦充满他的心，把家营都奉献了？
And how come Satan has filled his heart and he still sold all his property?
好，撒旦就有人做这样奉献的事。
Could Satan encourage a person to do a thing like that?
这叫我们觉得不能领会。
It's very difficult to understand.
但是如果我们来读到约翰福音第八章的话，
But then we turn to John chapter 8.
主耶稣说：“你们是出于你们的父魔鬼。”
You are of your father, Satan.
魔鬼是从开始就是说谎话的。
Because Satan has been lying from the very beginning.
亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉只是说谎话。
Ananias and Sapphira, they were lying.
但是主说这个谎话的根源是魔鬼。
But the Lord said that the origin of the lying is Satan.
那一次亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉在使徒面前说了谎话。
When Ananias and Sapphira, when they lied,
撒旦借着这个谎话又要再进到教会的里面。
And Satan was using this lie to get into the church.
如果让教会里头有这一种撒旦的成分。
And if the church had this part of Satan,
整个的教会从里头破坏掉了，就不能够完成神当初的心意。
The church would be destroyed from within and cannot accomplish the goals of
Christ. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在今天所活的时代，谎言太普通了。
In today's world, lying and cheating is really
许多我们的谎言，只是说明我们智慧。
A lot of times, the lying seems to reflect our wisdom.
我们有许多的时候，连我们的谎言感觉上都不怎么有敏感了。
A lot of times, when we lie, we don't even feel it.
这是一件非常危险的一件事。
This is a very dangerous situation.
我们切切不要以为说仅仅是一种的谎言。
We should not just think that, oh, it's just some kind of a lie.
我们要知道，谎言把撒旦都带了进来了。
Because when we lie, then we bring Satan in.
我们许多场合中能够不讲话。
A lot of the times, if we don't say anything,
但你不能够把黑的讲作白的。
But we cannot say black is white.
像我昨天上午跟大家讲的。
Like yesterday when I said,
我在火车上那一个的军官问说，哎呀，你是做什么事的？
On the train, the official said, what are you doing?
我说我当时是学工程的。
I said, well, I was learning engineering.
我毕业了之后是在造船公司做事的。
And after I graduated, I was working on a boat building company.
我没说谎话。
I did not lie.
我躲避。
I evaded this question.
但是我没有说谎话。
But I did not lie.
等到他问说你今天做什么？
And then they'll say, he's asked me, what are you doing today?
我的内人说讲的好像是谎话。
What my wife said was seemingly a lie.
但是他没有讲谎话。
And she didn't lie.
他不过是没有给你说明在大学的讲座到底讲什么。
And he did not explain what I was teaching in the campuses.
我们要小心的。
We have to be careful.
我们可以不讲。
We can avoid saying things.
我们可以有一些智慧的话。
We can say things of wisdom.
但是我们不能说谎话。
But we cannot lie.
一说了谎话，撒旦的成分就进来了。
Once we lie, then Satan's part comes in.
那一次你会看见，一面亚拿尼亚是向着神的权柄挑战。
On the one hand, Ananias was challenging the power of God.
一面亚拿尼亚不知不觉中间让撒旦到这个破口进到他们中间。
And then on the other hand, subtly he was bringing in.
你知道这两个原因的话。
If you understand these two reasons,
你就会领会为什么缘故神在那一次的处置得这么的厉害。
Then you understand why God's punishment was so severe at that time.
神在这里给我们看见一个的见证。
And here God shows us a testimony.
他的作为有个的见证。
And what he's done as his
testimony. 他是要保守教会圣洁。
He is trying to preserve the church in purity.
保守教会免去了撒旦的掺入。
And trying to protect the church from the invasion of.
保守的教会中间他权柄的地位。
And preserving his authority in the church.
感谢主，这是给我们看见他强烈的一个见证。
And so this is a very strong and powerful testimony.
如果今天我们看到我们自己的话，
if we look at ourselves today,
我们会不会惊讶今天教会许多的软弱，因为在这一些事情上我们太马虎。
We will not be surprised that many of the weaknesses are in the church because really we are so casual about things like this.
我们现在所有的环境，我们现在所有的配备比当初要好得多了。
All our situations that we have really are so much better than the days that is described.
但在我们中间不太像当初那样的能力。
But we don't have the power of that day.
乃是我们的不知不觉的中间让撒旦有了地位。
Because unconsciously we have allowed Satan to have.
所以第五章里头给我们看见的见证。
And in chapter 5 we see this testimony.
主来保守教会的圣洁。
The Lord is preserving the purity of the church.
撒旦不能够在这一方面来破坏了之后。
And Satan could not come in.
撒旦就换一个方式。
And so he changed his technique.
他不能在里面破坏，他总想向外面来破坏。
Since he could not destroy it from within, he's trying to destroy it from without.
所以他就抓了彼得和约翰。
And so then they arrested Peter and John.
到彼得和约翰在他的使徒们在公会的面前非常刚强地做见证。
And then the apostles before the council, they declared very strongly the testimony.
做过这样的见证了之后了。
And after they gave the testimony,
共会的人非常的愤恨。
The council, the people were very, very furious.
但是神兴起那个加玛利来。
But yet God raised up Gamaliel.
警告了他们。
And warned them.
所以他们不敢来杀害他们。
And they did not dare to kill them.
但是用厉害的鞭打了他们。
But then they whipped and beat them.
到他把他们放去了。
And they let them go.
然后他们就回去了。
And so then they went back.
我相信我们听过王弟兄的见证。
Now I believe that since we've heard about
this testimony, 像我又昨天跟大家补充了一点。
Like yesterday when I said a few more words.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你能不能感受得到。
I don't know if you can feel it, brothers and sisters.
他们在那一个环境中间所有的痛苦。
And all the suffering that they have had during their trials.
我愿意告诉弟兄姊妹的。
I'd like to tell you, brothers and sisters.
我不光是听见王弟兄的见证，我实在很难过。
And not only am I very sad when I hear of Brother Wang's testimony.
我在中国大陆还听见了更多。
And I've also heard much more.
我的感受比你们深。
And my feeling is even deeper than yours.
但是我还想你们承认，我还没有办法体会到他们所有的痛苦。
And yet I still cannot really experience and understand the suffering that they go through.
我们这个人呢，就是这么笨。这是能够证明的。好，一个我们这样的感受能维持多久？
And that is how long can this feeling last?
第二个能够证明的。
The second thing to prove.
我们的这个感受之后，我们有什么反应
？After we have this feeling, do we have a reaction?
昨天弟兄姊妹好多人都流泪。
Yesterday, many brothers and sisters had tears.
我也流泪。
I had tears too.
但你原谅我说。
But if you forgive me.
我并不因着看见弟兄姊妹流泪而满意。
I am not satisfied with the tears of brothers and sisters.
我乃是要问说，这一种流泪的感觉能维持多久？
I would like to ask the question of how long this condition can last.
我乃是要问说，流过泪了之后，你们有什么表现
？And it is after you cry and give your tears, or what kind of a reaction?
如果不能维持久的
，if it cannot last,
如果没有什么表现的
，if there is no action,
你们不过是感情作用。
It's an emotional.
没有受到圣灵真正的带领。
This is not really a leading of the Holy Spirit.
我承认我是这样。
I admit that I am like this.
虽然我的感受比你们重得多了。
Even though my feelings run deeper than yours.
你原谅我靠着主的恩典。
If you forgive me by the grace of God.
在你们面前做一个愚昧的人。
And be a dumb person before you.
我相信你们能够原谅我。
If you forgive me.
你们大张旗鼓只帮助一个人。
You only help one person.
我林弟兄暗中已经帮助两个人。
And secretly, I have already helped two people.
我已经是尽着我的力量了。
I've already done what I can do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
真是求主能够恩待我们的。
And may the Lord really give His grace.
我们并不是单单在感情的上面。
It is not just on an emotional level.
真是求主就我们实在的行动的上面。
That we can really have real action.
在那里面的基督徒受受的苦实在太深了。
And the suffering of the Christians in China really has been so great.
深到一个地步，我没有办法领会。
And the suffering is so great that I really cannot feel it.
但是我听他们的见证，我能够感受他们的感觉。
And when I hear the testimony, then I can begin to feel that.
你要知道最痛苦的事。
You want to know the most painful thing.
就像王弟兄所说的。
It's just like Brother Wang when he said.
多次的祷告，神不垂听。
Many times a prayer, it seems as if God is not answering.
那实在是痛苦。
This really is a very painful.
他的父母大学毕业的。
His parents are graduates from college.
拉人力车拉到十年。
To pull rickshaws for 10 years.
你听见他所讲的吗
？Did you hear that?
回来了之后，他的父亲在房间里面在那里哭。
And when he went home, his father was crying in his room.
不是一天三天。
Not one day or 2 days or 3 days.
不是一个月半年。
Not a month or half a year.
十年之久在那里拉的。
10 years period of time.
但是我还是要说。
And yet I need to say,
他们的痛苦还不是最厉害的。
And their suffering is still not the greatest.
你会看见撒旦对着教会的逼迫所显出凶暴的样子来。
You can see Satan and his attacks on the church is so severe.
没有一个人能够靠着自己的力量能够维持得住的。
There's no one that can depend on his own strength to survive.
你会看见教会2000年历史来一次一次重演。
You can see in the history of the church these 2,000 years are reenacting all the time.
在圣经给我们看见使徒第五章就出现了。
And we see in chapter 5 this is already showing it.
在这一种的出现的光景的中间。
And in the way in which it is being shown.
谁不怕死？
Who is anyone who does not fear death?
谁的身上打着上面不疼的？
And who is it that will not feel painful when they are beaten
up? 对呀，我们没有挨高打，不知道。
We're not being beaten up, we don't know.
在那一个的危险的时间中间，
But we're in that critical time.
人都想逃避。
We all want to avoid it.
我昨天已经讲过了。
Yesterday I already told you.
我听着那一位弟兄在劳改场的里面。
When I heard about the brother in the Reform Center,
一半以上的人饿死的。
When half of the people they died,
只有一个人敢自杀。
They all died. The half of them died of starvation.
哦，自杀才是要勇气啊。
To commit suicide needs courage.
你会看到饿到死的地步还不自杀了。
People were even starving to death, and that they still would not commit suicide.
我到中国去遇见有一些弟兄姊妹放弃信仰。
I've seen Christians in China who have given up their faith.
公开宣布放弃他的信仰。
They publicly renounce their faith.
我一点不敢轻看他们。
I do not dare to despise them.
如果我在他们中间放弃，比他们还早一点。
If I was there, I would have renounced it earlier.
实在太痛苦了。
Because it's too painful.
但是感谢主，主写出一个的见证。
But praise the Lord, he gives his testimony.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因被算是配为这一个名所羞辱的。
Because when they left the council, they were praising and rejoicing that they were considered worthy to suffer shame for his name.
这个叫做见证。
And this is really a testimony.
他没有讲什么话。
They did not say anything.
他描写的故事就说出一个的见证。
Just by describing in this way, we see the testimony.
见证说他们能为这个名受羞辱，都是神特别的怜悯。
Testifying that they were considered worthy to suffer shame for his name, and this is really the grace of God.
我想明天上午我在这方面再多讲一点。
I'd like to talk about this more tomorrow.
但这一个死亡的威胁不能够拦住了教会。
And so this threat of death could not stop the church.
撒旦又换一个方式在教会中间做破坏的工作。
And then Satan tried to use another technique to destroy the church.
那一个的破坏的工作，他不用老的方法。
And this time he does not use an old method.
亚拿尼亚、撒非拉，他所用的方法是撒谎。
And Ananias and Sapphira, the method was lying.
乃是欺哄圣灵。
This was trying to fool the spirit.
但现在他所用的方法。
And now the way in which they were trying to
是一种非常正当的一件事。
This is a very natural, very appropriate.
第六章里告诉我们说。
And then chapter 6 it says.
他们在供给寡妇的事情上有了忽略。
Because they overlooked the daily serving of food.
你要知道那个时候的人，他们把田产家业大多都已经变卖了奉献了。
We know at that time they'd already sold all their property.
教会有一个的责任要顾到他们的生活。
And so the church had a responsibility to take care of their daily living.
不光是爱心，也是一个责任。
Not only there was really a responsibility of the church.
他们的确是这样的做了。
Not just love, and they had to do this.
在无意中间，对着说希利尼话的犹太人中间的寡妇，有了疏忽了。
And it seems as if they overlooked the Hellenistic widows.
所以那个是希利尼话的犹太人起来说了埋怨的话。
And so the Hellenistic Jews, they came up and they complained.
我们会发现这里有一个难处发生了。
And here and there we see that some problem arises.
他们发的怨言该不该？
When they complained, was it appropriate?
我们冷静的态度说，绝对应该。
And if we think about it coolly, we realize it is appropriate.
使徒们没有责备他们。
And so the apostles did not chide them.
这是使徒们治理教会的疏忽。
And so this is, of course, an organizational overlooking by the.
应该顾到这一帮寡妇的。
They should have looked over this problem.
但是你会看见撒旦非常的阴险。
And yet we see that Satan was very tricky.
头一个在弟兄姊妹当中有说希律尼话的犹太人或者希伯来话的犹太人分开了。
Because this is the first time now that there is a separation of the Hellenistic Jews and the Hebrew Jews.
在美国常常有这个事情。
And in America, there's often this problem.
我们中国人的确一个毛病。
And in Chinese, particularly, we have a problem.
Chinese church.
There's a Chinese church.
哎呀，我们是中国教会。
This is a Chinese national church.
实实在在的神面前不合圣经。
And indeed, in the eyes of God, this is not biblical.
有许多的人是大大方方，我们中国教会。
And some people say we are a Chinese national church.
这是实实在在一个羞耻不合圣经的事。
This is a shameful thing. This is not in accordance with the Bible.
你们我说林弟兄，你们纽约怎么样呢？
They say, well, Brother Ling, what do you do in New York?
我也愿意很老实告诉你说，我们也是。
I have to say that yes, we do that too.
不过我是羞耻的讲的，不是很坦坦然然讲的。
But I say this with shame.
并且我是再三跟弟兄姊妹说明，我们是过渡，我们不是最后的目的。
And you always remind the brothers and sisters, this is only a temporary phase, and this is not a permanent phase.
在中国人的中间
，and among the Chinese people,
又有 A B C 的，又有 B B C 的
，an American born and BBC 是吗？
这那一个人中间那些的分别的。
And so there are differences among people.
隐藏在人的中间。
This is now a problem that is submerged in people.
撒旦总要找着一个的借口。
And Satan will find an excuse.
不要让人中间的分别在教会中间显明了出来。
And so that in men's differences, they will try to separate the church.
这一种的分门别类乃是人的肉体。
And to separate is the natural consequence.
人就喜欢分门结党的。
And man likes to separate and divide.
撒旦就找不到机会。
And Satan will have this excuse.
一找到机会了，就要把人分开了。
And when Satan can find this excuse, he will separate the people.
为什么缘故
？Why?
只要在教会中间有分门别类，教会就失去了能力。
And when the church has divisions, then it will lose its power.
他不能在外面把教会打垮。
If he cannot beat up the church from outside,
他只要让教会中间有分门别类，教会的力量就失去了。
If the church within can break up into groups, and then it will lose its strength.
你看看今天地上的基督教。
If you look at Christianity today,
因着分门别类的事情失去了多大的能力。
Because of divisions, how much power is lost?
这是撒旦所做的一件事。
This is what Satan is doing.
撒旦还有一个阴险的事。
And Satan has another way.
那是当他们来到使徒面前来埋怨了之后。
And that is when the people came to complain before the apostles.
使徒知道这是他们的错误。
And the apostles realized it was their own fault.
但是彼得在那一次非常的机警。
And then yet Peter at that time was very careful.
彼得怎么说呢？
This is what Peter said.
我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不相宜的。
He said, it is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God to serve tables.
你会看见撒旦有个阴险的试探。
We see here that Satan has a very cunning.
要叫这一帮使徒们在责任上。
This is a way in which the responsibilities of the apostles.
无可推诿。
They could not discard their.
必须得管理这些饭食的事。
They had to try to accommodate and take care of.
免得亏欠了有一部分的寡妇。
So that they would not overlook some of the widows.
如果彼得这样的做了，就中了撒旦的诡计了。
If Peter indeed had done this, then he would have fallen under the wiles of the devil.
该不该照顾？
Should they take care of the people?
绝对该照顾。
Of course they should.
但是使徒们不该照顾。
But the apostles should not.
就在分别在这里。
And so the difference is there.
现在在北美做传道人真是很难。
And in North America to be a preacher is difficult.
忙得了要命。
Very, very busy.
哎呀，许多的事情都来找传道人的。
And many things come to the attention of the preacher.
传道人最怕的一句话。
The preachers usually are very scared of one thing.
基督徒说，我这一个的传道人一点都没有爱心。哎呦。
The complaint is that, oh well, the preacher really doesn't have any love.
啊，我以前到加州去的时候。
One time I was in California.
我看见有一位弟兄真有爱心。
I saw a brother who really had a lot of love.
一位姊妹说，某某弟兄啊，我要去买菜了，你好不好把我送去啊？
And there's a sister who came to him and says, I want to go to the grocery store. Can you go with me?
他有爱心去送姊妹买菜，陪她买菜，买完再送回家。
And so he would accompany the sister to the grocery store and send her there and take her back.
弟兄姊妹都称赞这一位传道人真有爱心。
And then the brothers and sisters all praised this preacher and said he really had a lot of love.
我听见这样，我眼睛冒火。
And when I heard about this, I really was angry.
神呼召你做传道人是送车子的。
And God wants you to be a preacher.
你把你的时间就花在这些地方呢
？If you use your time on all of this,
有一次在约德公弟兄的教会中间
，And one time at Moses Yu's, Brother Moses Yu's church,
他们有礼拜六整天的同工们的训练，要我去讲道。
There was a Saturday, a whole day conference, and I was there.
我就对他们的中间的同工们讲
，And I was speaking towards the co-workers.
你们好不好让约德用多余的时间去读经祷告？
And could you allow Brother Yu to have more time to pray and study the word?
那个时候，玉弟兄在旧金山的时候。
At that time, Brother Yu was in San Francisco.
牧养一个的教会。
And he was pastoring a church.
弟兄们打电话了，玉弟兄啊，明天移民。 明就我谈话了，你陪我去好不好？
There will be a phone calls to Brother Yu and said, tomorrow I have to go to the immigration office. Could you go with me?
再一个电话说，哎呀，玉帝，我自己自来水龙头坏掉了，你去找我一个修的人来修理好不好？
And another call would say, oh my, I have a problem with my pipe. So could you come and I'll get someone to come and help me fix it?
再打电话说，哎呀，明天我一个亲戚坐飞机来，到飞机站去接一接好不好？
And then tomorrow the phone call that says, I have a relative coming in on the airport. Could you pick him up?
你问我该不该做？
Should I do it?
绝对该做。
Should do it.
但是玉弟兄不该做。
But brother, you should not do it.
该由别人做。
Someone else should do it.
我说你们该让玉弟兄多有时间去读经祷告。
You should allow brother you have time to pray and to study the word.
教会绝不是社交团体。
The church is not a social organization.
教会有社交活动。
The church has social activity.
因为我们活在这世界上，不是活在天上。
Because we're living on this earth and not in heaven.
我们该借着这一些事情上显出弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
We should manifest the love of brothers and sisters in these things.
但是教会绝对该以属灵的事情当作最优先的。
But the most important thing, the priority should be in spiritual things.
属灵东西一降低，教会就失去了意义了。
If we lower the value of spiritual things, then the church would have lost its value.
撒旦想破坏当初耶路撒冷的教会。
Satan wanted to destroy the church in
Jerusalem. 乃是叫他们从属灵的事情落下来，落在爱心的事物上。
And they want to pull them down the spiritual value so that they would just have love there.
这是撒旦的诡计。
This is a cunning trick of
Satan. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
最正常的，
very normal,
最应该的，
the thing which is the most appropriate,
都是弟兄姊妹彼此相爱的。
Is that the brothers and sisters should be loving one another?
但是仍然是撒旦破坏的诡计。
And yet, there is an opportunity for Satan to.
那一次彼得就说了。
And yet, at that time, then Peter he's got up.
我们要以专心以祈祷传道为事。
We should devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
不能够把我们从祈祷传道的事情上拉下来了。
And we should not be pulled down from our preaching.
我用毛主席讲一句话。
Chairman Mao once said.
毛泽东有许多话是很好的口才。
毛泽东 he was very eloquent in some regards.
他在那做的叫做政治挂帅，不知道能不能讲的。
He had some kind of a proclamation.
我说教会应该属灵挂帅。
There should be a spiritual leadership.
在教会的里头，以属灵的事情当最主要的。
The church should have a spiritual leadership as the most important thing.
我真是巴不得你们各地的教会和查经班。
I trust and pray that in all the Bible study groups.
当别人一进来的时候，
when someone comes in,
里头一个最强烈的感觉，那是属灵上的追求，属灵上的供应。
They will feel that the most important thing is the spiritual aspect and the spiritual supply.
但是也有非常丰富的爱心的彼此照顾。
And yet there is an abundance of love and caring for one another.
我们绝不能够单单属灵而没有爱心的。
We should not just be spiritual without the love.
雅各说：“你单单有属灵没有爱心，你这个的爱心，你这个属灵是假的。”
And James said that if you just have a spirituality and no love, this is a false love.
不要叫人一进到教会和查经班来，只感觉你们的爱心，而不太感觉你们的属灵。
We should not be that other people when they come in, they can only sense your love but no spirituality.
否则教会失去了意义和价值。
Otherwise, the church would lose its meaning and its value.
那是这一些照顾的事情该怎么办？
And so, how to take care of these things?
应该有人起来照顾。
There should be people who take care of.
所以他们就找出七个人来管理饭食的事。
And so they selected seven people to take care.
但是很有意思。
This is very meaningful.
谁够资格来照顾呢？
Who was qualified for this?
管理饭食也很麻烦的。
In order to take care of food, it was still very difficult.
所以难怪你们这次冬令会，我们只好吃美国西餐了。
And so in this retreat, we only eat American food.
所有的冬令会、夏令会里头，如果要自己搞饭，哎呦，苦死了！主席简直是不能安静了。
I know many of the retreats, if we have to take care of the food, it really is such a bothersome thing.
但是如果要来管的话，怎么办？
But if we had to take care of it, what would we do?
选谁来管？
Who do we select?
头一个。
First.
这个人殷勤。
There should be a person who is
very
enthusiastic.
第二个。
Second.
做事仔细。
Be a careful person.
这最主要的两个条件，对不对？
These are the two important.
一个人不殷勤，挂火势，结果好了，十二点五十分，饭还没有烧，怎么办呢？
If he doesn't work hard and he's careful, then we won't have food at 12.
如果一不仔细，
If he's not careful,
只有一半人吃完饭，饭没有了。
half the people have their lunches and then the rest don't have any.
你们好不好？原谅我批评你们好不好？
You will forgive me if I criticize you.
我一收到手册，
when I received the booklet,
一看你们的时刻表，
I looked at the time there.
我说大概排时刻表的人是在台湾佛国病院的。
The one who compiled the time schedule must have had a military training.
六点五十分起床，七点钟就成根了。这是在成功岭，这是在成功岭。
6:50 wake up time and 7:00 quiet time.
我不知道这个的表列出来是叫大家遵守的，还是叫大家违背的。
I don't know if the purpose of that was for people to follow it or to disobey it.
并且你原谅我说，我不知道是谁排的哈，是你排的？
I don't know who did this.
你这一次刚刚有孩子，头一个孩子是吧？已经第二个了，这叫人不能相信的。
How many children do you have? Only one or two?
我以为排这个表的人一定没有结婚。
I thought the one who assigned this probably had not been married.
结过婚的人能十分钟时间就马上成根了。
The person who's married, how could they have 10 minutes to get out?
对不起，我好像跟你们说笑话一样。
Sorry.
你会看见，你要找到一个热心的，要找到一个仔细的。
And so we need someone who's enthusiastic and someone who's careful.
但是史蒂文可以放心。
But Brother Su can relax.
因为使徒们并不是找这两个条件。
Because the apostles did not use these two criteria.
使徒们所选的。使徒们所拣选的。
What the apostles they selected?
头一个就有好名声。
One, they had to have good repute.
第二，被圣灵充满。
Second, a full of the Spirit.
第三，就是智慧充足。
And full of wisdom.
所以我相信他们一定很忍耐，被圣灵充满了，到时候饭还没有开出来。
And so they have to be very patient if their food doesn't come on time.
我的意思是这样。
My thought is.
连在这样中的事物上的事情。
Even in the things that need to be taken care of.
也是借着生活上的见证和圣灵充满当作主要的条件。
And it is still the testimony of our lives and the filling of the Spirit that are important.
我有一个非常矛盾的话，我也不知道怎么讲得清楚。
It's a complicating way in which I'm not sure how I can express it.
教会的做事物的事。
In the church, as we do things that need to be handled on the business,
尽可能做得仔细。
We need to do it very carefully.
但是不要盼望太仔细。
But yet we don't can't hope that it is too careful.
我不知道你们听懂听不懂的。
I don't know if this is the right way.
该仔细的。
We should be careful.
但是不要盼望太仔细。
Don't expect it to be too.
要进在教会的中间。
Because the most important thing is a church.
不是把仔细做好，我们就满意了。
And to be, we should not be just satisfied with all the things that are taken care of.
乃至你做的里头有耶稣基督的圣灵充满而彰显在你身上。
But it is.That when we do these things, we should have the Spirit of Jesus filling us.
连事物上的事还是以圣灵的表现为最主要的。
Even in the business things, we should have the spiritual aspect as the most important.
这是他们给我们一个好的见证。
So this is a good testimony.
我们必须讲第七章。
So let's go on to Acts chapter 7.
我讲这个简单讲过就是了。
Then I'll just talk about it rather briefly.
到了第七章的时候了。
In chapter 7,
我们会看见使徒们在做一个见证。
And we see here that the apostles, they had a testimony.
这个见证乃是最后一次也最彻底的向着耶路撒冷犹太教的人来做的见证。
This is the last testimony to the Hebrew Jews.
我知道我不可能把这个东西讲得清楚。
I know that it's difficult to talk about this very clearly.
因为第七章的四地方的见证很长。
Because of course, Stephen's testimony was very long.
我只愿意告诉你们一个的重点。
But I can only tell you one main point.
斯蒂芬就讲到以色列整个的历史。
Stephen talked about the history of the Jewish nation.
在历史里头，他提出一件事情来。
And then he pointed out one thing.
亚伯拉罕也好。
No matter if it's Abraham,
约瑟也好。
Or Isaac,
摩西也好。
Joseph or Moses,
大卫也好。
David,
他们的故事告诉我们的。
In these particular histories, they tell us,
神带领他们不是当初物质上的事。
When God led them, it was not at first a materialistic thing.
不是当初形式上的事。
This was not something in the what they did.
神在所带领他们的。
And when God led them,
那是物质的事情所指出来一个属灵的事。
It is in the material things that it actually symbolizes something spiritual.
我举一个的例子。
Let me give you an example.
亚伯拉罕。
In Abraham's case,
神呼召他离开迦勒底的乌尔。
And God called him up from Ur of the Chaldees,
要把这一个迦南地赐给他。
And to give the land of Canaan to him.
死的时候连立脚之地都没有给他。
And then when he died, he didn't even have the land that he was promised. When Abraham met God,
听见神的话说要把这一个迦南地赐给他。
And when God said that he was going to give Canaan to him,
他初初的印象他要得到这么大的一块迦南地。
At first he realized that he was going to have this large piece of land.
但神慢慢地带他。
And yet God brought him step
慢慢
地带他。Step by step.
他发现神所要给的不是这块迦南地。
And he realized that what God was to give him was not this piece of land.
神所要给那座有根基的城是神经营神所建造的。
And what God was going to give him was something beyond that.
物质不过是神做工的凭借。
The material things are only the way in which God shows us.
指明一个属灵的目标。
But there is a spiritual goal.
物质不是神所给他们这个的目标。
Because the material things by themselves are not the goal.
所罗门造圣殿的时候。
When Solomon built the temple.
造这么大的一个圣殿。
This was such a great temple.
的神说，天是他的座位，地是他的脚凳，你造一个什么样的殿，叫神能够居住呢？
But God said, Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me?
神的荣耀充满在圣殿的里面。
God's presence was filling the temple.
圣殿的本身还不是神的目的。
And yet the temple itself was not God's
soul. 神是借着看得见的圣殿指明给他一个看不见的圣殿。
God gave the temple so that they could see a temple that could not be seen.
犹太人的难处是什么？
The Jewish people, what was their problem?
他们难处就抓住物质的而忽略了属灵的了。
Their problem was that they held on to the material things and they neglected the spiritual aspect.
他们的心和他们的耳朵没有受过隔离。
And so their hearts and their ears had not been circumcised.
他们只做好像遵守摩西的律法。
They seemed to be following the laws of Moses.
其实心中刚硬，拒绝了神。
And yet their hearts were hardened and they were rebelling against God.
这是斯蒂芬向他们指责出来的。
And so Stephen pointed this out to them.
这样一指责出来了之后。
And when Stephen pointed this out to them.
刚刚打中了犹太人最最厉害的要害。
And because this really struck at the deepest part of them.
所以他们捂着耳朵不听。
And so they closed their ears.
把斯蒂芬带到城外用石头打死。
So brought Stephen outside the city and they stoned him.
斯蒂芬头一个是殉道的。
And Stephen was the first martyr.
在当斯蒂芬殉道的时候。
And when Stephen was martyred,
他说我看见天开了。
I see the heavens open.
人子站在神宝座的右边。
I see the Son of Man standing on the right side of the throne of God.
超过了迦南地。
This is beyond the land of Canaan.
超过了所罗门所造的圣殿。
This is beyond the temple of Solomon.
看见一个真正的殿在天上。
He's seeing the real temple in heaven.
完全活在属灵的里面的。
This is now living completely in the spiritual aspect.
这是斯蒂芬所做的一个见证。
And this is what Stephen gave us.
我们今天在神面前也学习在见证的行列的里面。
We see today and we learn today about the testimonies.
我们也需要求神这样的恩待我们。
And we pray God that he will give grace to us.
借着神给我们的外面的物质。
Through the material things that we see.
我们聚会中间也有一些的形式和一些的意识。
We have certain rituals and procedures that we follow.
但是我们的心不在这一些。
But our hearts should not be on this.
我们是透过这一些进到属灵的境界。
We should go through this into the spiritual realm.
如果这样的话，我们才能够让真正的教会得着了建造。
And then the true church can be established.
神的心意才能够完成。
And God's heart will be fulfilled. May the Lord give blessings to us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们敬拜你，因为你是教会的元首。我们敬拜你，你总是照着你的心意来建造你的教会，好在你工作完成的时候，你复兴万事，把我们带到新天新地的里面的。主，你知道我们是太愚昧，你知道我们是太软弱，我们没有办法领会你所做的，我们没有办法勾得上你所做的。所以主耶稣啊，你来恩待我们。 我们看见你当时在使徒们的身上所有的作为，我们多敬拜你，我们也正是求你也同样的做工在我们的身上。虽然我们遭遇到许多的困惑，虽然我们有许多的错误，虽然我们有许多的地方能够叫你的心忧伤，主耶稣啊，就在这一切的事情，叫我们脱离掉属地的观念，脱离掉我们老旧的自己，好叫你能够在我们身上得到通达的道路，好叫你的工作能完成在我们身上。主，请你听我们这样的祷告，我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。